Football is back, baby. And woke Twitter is pissed as always. Unite in Justice said that there is an enormous amount of racial undertones to this entire convo about Brady being the best athlete of all time in a way that willfully ignores black athletes, past and present, as well as the ongoing systemic discrimination against black athletes in the quarterback position. She wasn't the only one who was there. Miss Charlotte here, Charlatine 8, said, number one, the Super Bowl shouldn't be happening because we're still in a GD pandemic. All right, thanks, Miss Charlotte. Number two, the Kansas City's team name and mascot is racist. Ugh, I know, I'm so upset too. I can't enjoy anything anymore. Number three, Tom Brady is a piece of S-H-I-T. We just hate everything, the game, the players, and the team names. It's the worst. And not to mention, Stance Grounded underscore SJ Peace underscore said, y'all want to be racist? Y'all want to be? I picture talks like that. Don't use acronyms created by black people to describe yourself. GOAT, which, by the way, he's referring to back here, the Ben Shapiro called Tom Brady a GOAT. GOAT was created as an acronym by the wife of late boxer and civil rights icon Muhammad Ali. Don't use it to describe Tom Brady, who is a racist and an endorser of white supremacy. Oh, look how it's capitalized. F him. This is the Woke Bowl. Football. This is America's favorite pastime indeed. I think of long Sunday afternoons with the boys drinking those brewskis, a time for all Americans to come together and have a good old jolly time. But of course, this is 2021 and there's no time for a good time. Instead, this year, the woke crowd once again ruined our favorite pagan religious holiday, the Super Bowl Sunday, with some bumbling old guy getting booed while talking about COVID vaccines. There were grown adults all over Twitter crying about a boy they did not like because he wasn't wearing a face mask. The White House staffers were even left in tears because, you know, Orange Man bad and people who support Orange Man bad, too. We also learned about how football is really about fighting systemic racism. If you're like me, what the hell is happening to this country? Well, we're here to break this down in this year's Wokest Super Bowl Ever and explain how Tom Brady almost killed your grandmother. And yes, sorry to my own grandma. Welcome back to Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. As I always like to say, I don't like to boast, but we do have good graphics. Look at those 8K graphics. My name is Elijah Schaefer. I am the host here of this show. I'm joined, as always, by the lovely Savannah Hernandez, my producer, and turning out to be somewhat of a co-host, too. We are back on a Monday. We are excited for today's episode. Right, Savannah?
Definitely, especially after the Super Bowl that we both got to watch last night. I think you and I have some great notes regarding what we saw and a lot of criticism for Tom Brady, who, as we all know, tried to kill everyone's grandmother.
Yeah, guys, to talk to you a little about what we're going to go over today, we're going to talk about, was this event a super spreader event? Everybody's talking about how having a Super Bowl in the middle of the pandemic was the quickest way to kill your grandparents. But how would you actually make your grandparents die? Well, that's because Tom Brady decided not to wear a mask. We're also going to look at the fact of how our president was booed, which is no surprise there. What an absolute feckless loser that man is. We're also going to talk about some crazier things that the woke generation is mad about. Like, is it okay to have a football team called the Buccaneers and to celebrate pirating? I mean, this is where we're at today. I'm not surprised. But before we jump into all the stories and we go any further, I want to give a huge shout out to Scoremaster. Now, I want to let you know that the average person has 97 points. That's 97 points that they can quickly add to their credit score. But they have no idea how to get that higher. Well, Scoremaster credit scientists discovered an algorithm that super boosts credit scores, not a few points, but 97 points in fast. Now, I want you to imagine that on top of your credit score, if you're refinancing your home or buying a car or applying for credit, you say, okay, I have okay credit and I'm going to buy a car. Well, if you do Scoremaster first and you boost your score, the average is 61 points in 20 days or less. So what I'm trying to say here is that you can save $9,000 on your car loan. Now, if you raise your credit score just the average number before applying for a home loan, which I'm saving up for, you will save almost $100,000 over the life of your loan. If you go to scoremaster.com/offense, That's scoremaster.com/offense right now. You can find out the quickest way to raise your credit score and to save money. Guys, we are in a pandemic, apparently, supposedly, and we are in, you know, a crisis. Please take control of your finances, take control of your life, your future, bring it up to where you need to by getting your credit score up higher than it ever has been before. Go to scoremaster.com/offense and raise your credit score today. So let's jump into some of this stuff. So Savannah, I know you're not surprised. I'm not surprised. Other than the fact that the halftime show was slightly satanic and it resembled somewhat of a fallen angel with like robotic demon people. I think that we knew that there was, it was going to be impossible for America to enjoy anything without the far left and the cancel culture losing their absolute over everything.
Oh yeah, totally. You know, immediately, and I'm sure everyone saw this too, with as soon as we got into the Super Bowl, it was COVID commercials, Black Lives Matter all over the place, how we were going to be fighting systemic racism. And none of us were surprised, but of course, I was immediately eye-rolling as soon as we got into the game because I was like, damn, we can't even watch a football game anymore. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and let's talk about this. So let's talk about woke Super Bowl's reaction to this. Obviously, you have Eliza Orlins, not to be confused with me, who was already freaking out before the game even began. Check out this tweet. She says, "Watching the Super Bowl and seeing so many people in one place is making my heart race. This feels so unsafe. Watching the Super Bowl makes me feel unsafe. Like, literally, this is where we're at. I guess I'm rooting for the team with the racist name over the team with the Trump-loving quarterback in a sport that still hasn't apologized to Colin Kaepernick." It's exhausting to keep up with these people. How can you complain
characters? Imagine being that angry about everything. These people literally make problems out of nothing.
Oh my gosh.
Eliza, girl, go to therapy. To another session because you clearly have a lot of pent up frustration.
Better than therapy. Check this out. She goes, "New York City is truly amazing." This is on November 7th. "We won. It's over. New York City, President Biden Harris." I think we can play this actually. Oh, as a screenshot. I'm an idiot. But this is where we're already seeing the hypocrisy, right? When Biden won, the left was like, "I'm so happy, everyone get out in the streets and dance." And then when people actually want to enjoy something that should be nonpartisan, like the a great game of football, which I don't even watch football, but I do watch the Super Bowl. I've given up on football a long time ago with their woke narratives, but I was hoping for once we could just bring the country together. We also have another tweet too, people freaking out. This one's my favorite. Okay. Not only did we have the typical cancel culture mob freaking out about the Super Bowl, but we also had these people who were like in charge of health. This is Rochelle Walensky, MD, MPH. And they went over the coronavirus recommendations for the Super Bowl. Now, I want to remind you that we were just told like a month ago we shouldn't even meet in our home with more than 6 people. But of course, there's thousands of people. I think in total, there was over 25,000 people present, but only 10,000 allowed in the crowds. I'm not sure how they spaced people out. But this is how woke we've gotten. It says here that if you choose to attend the NFL Super Bowl or a large watching event, stay as safe as possible. Here's what you need to do. Wear a mask at all times. Follow signage for social distancing. Avoid crowded or congested areas. And my favorite, avoid chanting and cheering. And like basically don't use your debit card. They literally are encouraging people to go to a game or actually giving guidelines and saying that you can go, but you can't chant and you can't cheer for your team. I mean, these people don't understand America. They're so out of touch with people. They're stuck in the echo chambers in Twitter that they don't realize that none of us give a damn about what they think or say. And quite frankly, we're not going to listen to them. I know, Senna, you had a little run-in. You have a bit of a soft spot with wearing masks yourself.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I did. I had a great weekend. I was out to a Mexican restaurant. And, you know, I don't really like calling people obese when they are, but it's pertinent to the story. So this obese couple comes up to me and is like, "You're not wearing your mask." And so I basically went up to them and told them that they should probably never leave their house again if they were that concerned. I was going to go with the option of you clearly don't care about your health, but I decided to be nice. But, you know, again, we have brainwashed our entire society to think that if you're not wearing a mask, you are basically a serial murderer. And then, you know, this reminds me too of when Gavin Newsom told people not to sing in church. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but I think the key thing was is that you were angry when you did it. And then the important part about this all, guys, is we all become better people. They can lose weight. And Savannah went home and read her Bible and she apologized to God for fat shaming people in public for masks shaming her. But you get what you're served. And in this case, these people get served a lot and they consume a lot of that too. That's just what I'm saying. For obese people watching the show, I thought fat people were supposed to be jolly, at least have a good laugh.
I can't.
But we did know this too. They weren't just mad. We're going to go through this, how angry they were before we get into our favorite part where there's booing Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. But you know, we remember like these tweets, right? Like Molly Jong Fast. These are verified people saying, Florida is going to kill us all. Like, but then obviously we look to the right and the same thing. Protesters in central Moscow chanting down with the czar, going, this is amazing, just a few days ago. And in this selective outrage of, you know, the only reason why people are more mad about the Super Bowl is because Tom Brady is a Trump supporter. And we're going to find out about that the Trump derangement syndrome has seeped so far into the culture, into society, that people are mad at a game because the best player in it actually supports the best president that we've seen in modern history. Donald Trump, though people say he's toxic, and I've been told, oh, you probably shouldn't attach yourself to him. I have no problem still supporting Donald Trump. I never had a problem supporting him when it was unpopular to do so in the beginning, during the middle, and after he's out of office. I still like him. I still support him. And I thought he was an amazing president. He did have some ways he could have, you know, done a better job at the end and the way he exited, but I have no complaints long-term except maybe Section 230. But like, let's talk about some of this. So Tom Brady, it broke the internet. Tom Brady is 42 or 47. Do you know?
42 or 47. That was quite a jump, Elijah.
I don't know. 40s.
Let's look it up. Hang on.
Yeah. Tom Brady's in his 40s. And what happened is that people got so mad. Check this article out by the Post Millennial. It says liberals were triggered by Tom Brady not wearing a mask before the Super Bowl. No one thinks that Brady is sick or is spreading illness or is contracting it. Given that COVID testing is particularly rampant in the NFL, they think that he should wear a mask purely for show. Let's play the video of Tom Brady walking into the Super Bowl not wearing a mask. Oh, and there's no audio. So, hi, I'm Tom Brady, and I have AirPod Pros, and I'm not wearing a mask, and I'm probably going to win the Super Bowl because I literally win them all. And that's me. Now, as we keep this playing on the screen, I like one Twitter user wrote, oh my gosh, he's using his platform. Like he has a giant platform. He could use it to send a good message and he's not. And somebody's response killed me. They were like, yeah, he did use his platform to send a message. You just didn't agree with that message, which is that masks aren't important and they really don't play an important role in fighting COVID, statistically speaking and scientifically speaking. Now, socially speaking and politically speaking, they are advantageous. I know I contracted COVID while wearing a mask in California around people who were Nazis about wearing masks. And, you know, it's so ridiculous. And I got really sick. So I don't think it's not a real illness. I just know like today when I read that one of the representatives in Texas, by the way, rest in peace, is very sad. He died, they said, of COVID. The article said the representative in Texas died of COVID. He was also on his deathbed of cancer. And I was like, something's off about all of this COVID stuff. Well, anyway, people were really mad at Tom Brady. They were pissed that he didn't wear a mask while everyone around him did. And he was like, frankly, outside pretty much. It says here in the article that as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback, Tom Brady walked into the Raymond James Arena before the big game on Sunday, he was noticeably missing the one accessory that no 2021 outfit is complete without, the face mask. Though there's that girl, right? Tom Brady could have used his platform to wear a mask. Yeah. Oh, shut up. Literally nobody's asking you guys to take off your masks. So stop asking us to put them on. People were even calling this is one of my favorite articles here. They were calling not wearing a mask a sign of toxic masculinity on full display. I happen to think that women like toxic masculinity. Sav, weigh in on this.
I like it. I think it's great. When I see a man without a face mask, I'm like, yep, you're a whole alpha male. And I approve of it. And you know what, too? Sarah Gonzalez, who's the host of News and Why It Matters, she came out and tweeted, "I'm not sure who needs to hear this, but you can't spread a virus you don't have." And I think that's such a great point that a lot of people seem to overlook when it comes to face masks. They forget that it's kind of pointless to wear a mask if you don't have the virus.
Yeah. And also they test these people so often, right? Mm-hmm. These are like people who live in San Francisco getting STD tests. It's like, you've got to do it. If you live there, you know what's coming your way. These guys get tested for COVID very regularly. Mm-hmm. They don't have COVID. Everyone needs to stop freaking out and stop being such losers, just like the Kansas City Chiefs, who are now the losers. By the way, we have a video of the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, his name Mahomes. He's walking in. He looks like one of the actors in the weekend's upcoming Super Bowl halftime show, with like space laser glasses and a mask. And I'm just going to say this. If I was going to humiliate myself and wear that mask into the Super Bowl, I would probably at least have matched it with my outfit if I was making millions of dollars. Not that you have to do that. I'm just saying it's clearly like that's not like a mask that he planned on wearing, right? They probably were like, dude, just put this thing on, right? And that's what you notice. Their masks are not like matching. They didn't pre-plan this. They're just disposable masks, not even like just crappy masks that they just don't even care about. Anyway, I'll tell you all which one won. Did the guy with the mask win or the guy without the mask win? I don't know. But, you know, this is even further. Washington Post joined in. Jacqueline Pizer said, "Thousands of maskless Tampa fans flooded the streets celebrating the Super Bowl win while risking a super spreader event." I'm just like dying. You know, while we were watching that video from Tom Brady, I was starting to choke a little bit on COVID. I was dying. I felt really sick. And I want to say this, but here we care about disabled people. I would like to introduce you guys to somebody. I think you can you reach that, Savannah?
Hang on. Yeah. Give me 1 minute.
Okay. Go ahead and grab that. You guys know that here we're into wokeness. We're going to talk about more wokeness of the Super Bowl. You know that we are building this diversity coalition of mascots that represent some of the most marginalized people in the country in order to bring up our wokeness factor here. You also might know that as we bring in those members of our family, we let you name them. We already have, do we have Madison in view? Can you grab Madison?
Okay, hang on.
So we already have, Madison. You guys might remember Madison.
We have Madison.
Madison's was the OG. She's the original, very important part of the show. Mm-hmm. Not at all because she's black or disabled. That's what makes her better than me, because I'm not disabled and I'm not black, which makes me privileged.
Very true.
On top of that, who do we have next?
We also have...
They are.
Robinette.
Not to be confused with the current presidential regime, Joseph Robinette Jr., but we have Robinette, our non-binary doll, mm-hmm. and we did purchase another one, by the way, which we can
not
bring up.
Not purchased, adopted into the diversity coalition.
We don't pay money for people. Okay, check this out. This is like more of like a Hispanic or like a white Hispanic. Check this one out.
Okay, this is
good.
The latest addition to the Diversity Coalition.
That is so awesome. It's an amputee Hispanic woman. Mm-hmm. Or we don't know if it's a woman yet.
Yeah.
So we don't even know yet. So guys, I want to let you know, this is a good time to remind you guys, please, if you watch the show regularly and you love the show and you make it this far into the podcast, we try to release these every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at about 3 p.m. Central. But the easiest and fastest way you can support the show is by going below, clicking that button for Apple Podcasts, leaving a 5-star review. It's free. It literally doesn't cost you anything. And that's where we're voting for the names. So leave your review, an honest review. And also please leave your name suggestion for our new member of the Diversity Coalition. We will be picking by next week. We will be picking the name of Madison next Monday. So we'll give all week to do it. Go right now to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play Store. Subscribe, leave a 5-star review, your honest opinion. It helps us out a lot. It's really hard to get censored there. And also remember too, that you can support us on blazetv.com/Elijah. Getting a membership there supports our trips, helps this podcast to keep going, and keeps us from getting censored, as even when we get deplatformed and taken down other places, we don't get taken down there. Well, ironically, I'll tell you this, people were so mad that, you know, people, there's another person, Andrew Weinstein, saying, "A missed opportunity at a positive example." And like someone wrote, "My mom thinks it's odd that Tom Brady didn't have a mask on while everyone else around him did. Are we really surprised by this?" Pointing to the MAGA hat. Like, basically what they're saying is that people who voted for Trump live in reality, and people who didn't vote for Trump are easily controlled and swayed by public pressure. And it's like their attacks on Tom Brady and their attacks on us as people who supported the president, people who support America and patriotism, it's kind of like weird because it's self-validating where I go, you know what? Yeah, I do think masks are stupid. And maybe you disagree with me and that's fine. And I have no problem with you wearing a mask. I don't think they're helpful. And I don't just not think. I looked at the studies and I haven't been convinced by a study recently through scientific reasoning that masks actually are saving lives to a substantial, statistically significant amount that makes them reasonable to enforce. Do I think that you should be told you can't wear a mask? No. But in fact, it's like they mock us and they don't realize that we don't care. That guy's a loser. And you know that he thinks he's cool. Tom Brady doesn't wear masks, as we've heard. He wears Super Bowl rings. But I think it's validating. It's like with you, Sav, when you get told and like shamed for not wearing a mask, mm-hmm. I don't think you actually care. I think it emboldens you.
Yeah, I honestly take it as I was going to leave you alone, but now I'm going to call you out and embarrass you because I'm not embarrassed when people mask shame me. I'm embarrassed for the person that I'm about to call out. So
remember you weren't with me when we were in the Wisconsin airport. And this guy yelling at us. She's like, hey, mother effer, you want to be an a-hole? Put up your mask. And I was going, yeah, dude, I'm not doing anything. I'm just standing here like 20 feet from you. And he comes up to me and he's like following me and yelling at me, flipping me off. And going,
I'm sorry. I thought that if you didn't want to spread COVID, you weren't supposed to yell because then your COVID could go farther.
Yeah, your COVID.
Like, I'm sorry. Why are anti-maskers the most, they don't listen to their own rules. That's the best part of all of it. It's like they want you to follow the rules that they can't even pay attention to or adhere to.
Yeah, guys. And I want to let you know something. We're going to talk a little bit more about my favorite stories from here, as well as if we could put this on the screen, how the Buccaneers were embodying Tampa's love of pirates. Is that a problem? Oh, as well as booing gosh. Joe Biden. But first, I want to give a huge shout out to Personal Defense Network. Guys, losers are everywhere. This is 2021. We saw what happened in 2022, and it's brought unforeseen upheaval to our society. As you know, many people now realize that law enforcement may not always be there, and the ability to defend yourself and your family has never been more important. That's why I am so excited to have the Personal Defense Network, PDN, sponsoring my podcast. Because guys, honestly, if you're not familiar with them, they offer the world's largest collection of high-quality educational self-defense material on the internet. They teach you in firearms, how to have self-defense, to home defense training. Personal Defense Network will assist you. Now, look, I've done my homework, and just for you right now, if you go to myrightsmyhome.com/offensive, that's myrightsmyhome.com/offensive, you can get a discount that can be applied at checkout. Now, usually it's $69 for a full year, but right now for just $3, guys, 1, 2, 3 days, the Savior Rose, you can get a membership as well. That's normally $69. You're going to get access to hundreds of videos and classes, and these classes make you feel like you're right there with trainers. Go to myrightsmyhome.com/offensive. PDM tells me this is one of their best deals ever, and it's exclusive for you guys, my podcast listeners. Get the training that you need. Don't wait till you're attacked. Don't wait till you look like a loser walking into the Super Bowl with laser glasses and a mask. Go to myrightsmyhome.com/offensive today and get your discount applied at checkout. $3 for a year membership of all the content you need. Let's talk about this. So people weren't just mad at Tom Brady. People weren't mad at the Super Bowl, at Florida, everywhere that you could get mad about. They were also mad at the actual names of the teams. Obviously, people are mad at the Kansas City Chiefs because it's, you know, about indigenous people, however you call them.
Indigenous people. That's a new one.
That's like Australians I've heard be like, oh, indigenous, like because they were short and everything.
Gotcha.
Maybe that's racist. I don't know. Maybe.
Everything's racist nowadays. Yeah. So, you know what? I'm declaring it racist.
Also,
right
Australians
here.
Are pretty racist. But true. it's funny. Like they say they're savage. Like they, dude, you know, like you basically couldn't get into Australia up like 50 years ago. If you like immigrate, if you weren't white, genuinely, that was Australians.
So everything
policies.
That people in America complain about is actually happening in Australia or had happened in Australia.
But also Australia is a beautiful country and it's its own continent. It's surrounded by water. So it's kind of easy to like keep immigrants out because you have a giant ocean around you, except for whenever like the Labor Party gets in, they always open up the borders and all the boat people come. And then everywhere where there's all these immigrants they bring in, I don't know what the connection is, but you know, when they ever have these like Sudanese people that move down to like Melbourne or different places, they have all these rioting and problems. And the areas where they don't have these people, it's usually peaceful and homogenous. And so it's really interesting that there's a lot of issues when they bring immigrants in, they have a lot of problems. So there's a strong anti-immigrant sentiment in general there, and it because apparently it keeps the crime down and peace down. Don't know if there's a correlation to that, but it looks like there is. Anyway, people are pissed that people like me say stuff like that. I don't really care because I just it's just statistics. It's Australian statistics. But they're mad at the Chiefs as well because it's not only racist to be racist, it's racist to culturally appropriate. But the new thing that I didn't realize was that the Buccaneers embody Tampa's love of pirates. Is that a problem? Like, this is just too stupid to even wrap my mind around. Like, I just want to boo Biden in the stands for this. This is Biden's personality was a headline. This would be it. And you brought this up to me, Sav. I mean, this is from Sarah Gonzalez, a wonderful host here. Mm-hmm. But seriously, what the, like, that's what she wrote, the F word stamped out. What the Washington Post, right? And I'm not actually cursing. I'm censoring myself.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. We see so many of these headlines come out time and time again, and it's exhausting. I mean, we saw it happen with Aunt Jemima. She had to be taken off of the syrup bottles. We saw it with Uncle Ben's rice. It was the Washington Redskins that got renamed as well, correct? That football team?
Yeah, now they're just like the Washington.
They're just
football
the
Washington football team. I'm not joking.
We are football team now. That is it. So they're just stripping everything from society. Anything they can try to latch on and be mad about, they are, which again, is why we were able to make an entire episode around the Super Bowl, because COVID, not wearing a face mask, the name of a football team. Everyone gets mad about everything. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but there's one thing you should be mad at, and I want to wrap it up with this video. You could tell me if you agree. People think that nobody was booing Biden. A lot of people say they were booing Biden that were there. I hear boos. Let's roll the clip. Biden came on screen to talk about unity and everyone getting COVID vaccines, things that have no correlation to the game. Take a look.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Before kickoff, we wanted to thank all the frontline healthcare heroes, both at the game and watching across the country. You put yourself at risk to keep the rest of us safe. You and your families carried us through this year with courage, compassion, and kindness. We couldn't have made it without you. With all our hearts, thank you.
Okay, that's definitely booing.
It sounds like booing to me.
Yeah. Boo! I'd boo him too. I'm not even being partisan about it.
Yeah, I'm like, even if it isn't booing, boo! We're gonna add the boos ourselves. We're gonna add them ourselves.
You know what? And sometimes I just a little tongue in cheek, but this one I'm just straight up. What? Everyone hates Biden. Biden is one of the most least popular people ever. And my favorite meme was when they showed The Weeknd in searching, and that's like me looking for Biden's 80 million votes, right? We're still looking at this. Guys, in the end, I want to let you know that this is insane. We live in an upside down world. People just want to watch football, enjoy their life, sit around, play. This guy does not want to wear a mask. Look at him. He's just like, I do not want to wear a mask. They do not care. They're just trying to get on with their lives. And people like Biden, who have destroyed this country, who are working with global elites, as we've talked about in previous episodes, please watch our last episode if you can, are trying to destroy this country, but we're not going to let it happen. Whether or not we have lighter episodes today, like about the Super Bowl, or we have more intense episodes. Again, I remind you guys, thank you guys so much again for watching another episode of Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV that comes out every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 3 p.m. Central. My name is Elijah Schaefer. I'm the host. I'm always joined by the lovely Savannah Hernandez. You can follow us both on all social media. I want to remind you guys that alternatives, if you want to subscribe, both subscribe here on YouTube. You can also subscribe to us at rumble.com. And again, you can watch our content at blazetv.com/Elijah, where you can become a member of Blaze TV, get our content and a lot more. Have a great rest of the week, guys. As always, stay woke, go broke, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.